I'm very blessed to be able to share about a teacher and principal at Tri-City who also for many years was a superintendent and associate superintendent for the Michigan Conference. That's him back there, Dwayne Rausch. So he actually wrote a kind letter to us about his memories at Tri-City Junior Academy, and it reads, "Thank you for inviting me to share memories of my day at Tri-City Junior Academy. What fond memories they are. When I think of Tri-City, my mind goes first to the fantastic families in the constituency. The churches, the school board, parents, and students were so supportive of me and my family. From school registration that first year, I felt right at home. We arrived on the scene in the summer of 1970 and remained until the summer of 1976. It was Midland's pastor, Ola Robinson, that I worked with in my search for a house. How delighted we were to learn that there was teacher housing and that it was right next door to the school. Our family always viewed this as one of our many blessings. What a wonderful country setting to have a school and to raise a family. By the time we arrived, Pastor Robinson was moving and the new incoming pastor was Clarence Larson. I always appreciated his calm and businesslike leadership and approach to church and school issues. During this time, Elder Doneski was the pastor at the Saginaw Church and also very supportive. I believe he was followed by Pastor Woodhams. I remember one of the great ongoing conversations for the constituents, and especially the school board, was in regard to how much to invest in the existing building. With the airport always talking plans for expansion, it was difficult to know whether to upgrade the building or just hold on a little bit longer so that before the airport bought the property, as was their plan at expansion time. It was easy to be in a state of limbo, yet something needed to be done to improve the school facility. One of the exciting times was when the school board and constituents decided the school did indeed need an upgrade and a facelift. I will always be grateful to Mr. Richard Schell for leading out in a renovation project which included new paint, a new library, storage cabinets, ceiling tiles, and carpet. What a boost to morale for both students and teachers. We felt like we had a completely new school. I was also blessed to work with so many wonderful dedicated teachers. They included Ms. Ramona Harris, Ms. Connie Hill, Mr. Roy Curtis, and Mr. Arthur Chafee, and others, including the bus drivers and last-minute substitute teachers. I recall upon my arrival, I heard so many wonderful things about the previous teacher, Mr. Ray Herbel. I felt honored and yet totally incapable, as I was only entering my third year of teaching, to measure up to this fabulous teacher. As the kids described him, he could virtually walk on water. But fortunately for me, the parents and students accepted me and always made me feel supported and appreciated. I want to thank all the families in the Tri-City constituency for the wonderful memories, not just for me, but for my whole family. The influences of the Midland Church in particular on my children can be seen in their happy and productive lives today. Thanks again for allowing me a wonderful experience in the Ministry of Education for your children. In Christ, Dwayne Rausch." And here is a picture of his family. This is an update. It says when arriving, they had one son, Michael, who was just turning 1 year old. And in January 1971, their daughter, Michelle, was born. And in February 1975, their daughter, Julie, was born. And their fourth child, Stephen, was born in 1979 in Troy while serving at the Northfield Junior Academy. Today, Michael is a pharmaceutical representative. Michelle is a registered nurse. Julie is a graduate student advisor at U of M and of nursing at Ann Arbor. And Stephen is an elder law attorney living in Columbus, Ohio. And Michael and Michelle, they live in the Lansing area. So that is Dwayne Rausch, who taught at the school, was principal at the school, and then served Michigan Conference for over 20 years. In fact, I think it was 27 years. He actually holds the longest record for serving as superintendent in Michigan Conference.